The first coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan opens the season at Utah on Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We'll go straight to questions this morning.
Our first question. If you have a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what was the reasoning or strategy behind kind of the submarine training camp, closing so many practices and limiting media availability?
Well, it was just something I just kind of relayed at our press day, the opening day, that we're gonna be working, so people probably wouldn't see a lot of us. And I said submarine. I remember saying that. But just the fact that we were going to be working would be where our attention would be. And then, you know, kind of 1 week turned into two, and nobody really said anything about it. So then we went to three. And so really, it's kind of on the fly. But it was good for us. Got a lot of work done.
So do you think that helps you win?
Preparation, work. Yeah, I've always believed in that.
No, I mean, but limiting it so severely, do you think that specifically is going to help you win this season, limiting the access?
Like I said, I mean, it wasn't something that was really meant to even be like 3 weeks, but I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, the big story of last year's Michigan football team was turnovers. As you've arrived and reviewed last season, how much of a focus are you putting on turnover margin this year as you prepare?
A big focus. You know, don't want to turn the ball over. Want to get turnovers. That's detrimental to us in the past, and we need to do a good job in that area, just like any team.
And, Coach, when you take a look as you step back on campus
See you later.
Sorry, Coach. When you step back on campus and take a look at the college game after spending more time in the NFL, how do you distinguish the two? Is it fair to say from a player's standpoint, college football is really a passion first, whereas in the NFL it is a business first, or is that too harsh a statement?
Too broad a statement would be, I don't think you could sum up anything that clearly. I think there's a lot to it, you know, not just one thing or two things, as you put it. I mean, you boiled it down to just two things, way one's the other way, and you know, not even close to being able to sum it up.
Our next question comes from the line of Mark Snyder with Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Mark.
You put an OR on the depth chart with the quarterbacks. Can you give them a little more insight? Do you have an idea? Can you tell us who you expect to start in the game and why?
Yeah, I mean, I would refer back to the depth chart on that.
What was the reason for not releasing who the quarterback will be?
I feel like I want both of them to prepare like they're going to be the starter. I want both of them going into this game with the mindset that, you know, it's their one play away or they're starting. So that's the mindset I always want our quarterback and our backup quarterback to go into the game with.
When will you tell them?
That's the biggest reason.
When will you tell them?
They know.
Oh, they already know.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from the line of Anthony Oliveri with ESPN The Magazine.
Hi, Coach. How are you? I want to ask you a question about one of your former assistants, Mike Samford Jr., at Notre Dame now. So what did you see in Mike when you gave him an opportunity to be part of your staff at Stanford?
Well, a lot of good things. I knew Mike, first met Mike through his dad I was playing with the Chargers, and Mike Sanford was a receiver coach on that team, and really liked Mike and got to know young Mike, who was a quarterback in high school at the time, and even drove up to some games to watch him play high school ball. Remember one game at Long Beach Poly that was a really exciting game. Mike would always play catch with me on the sideline to warm me up before the games. And so just a good relationship with the family and coach's son. Felt like he was a real go-getter, and he's proved to be a quality coach.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our next question comes from the line of Cal Goon with Salt Lake Tribune.
Hi, Coach. You know, it's such a powerful storyline that you're returning to a college sideline and that you're coaching your alma mater. I was wondering if you have any personal concerns that media attention around you is perhaps obscuring the development or play of your football team.
Personal concerns? No.
Do you feel like sort of that kind of attention is a boost to your program and to what you're trying to do at Michigan?
No, our mindset is that we win as a team, and you know, there's nobody above the team, no coach, no player. Everybody does a little, and it adds up to a lot. That's our mindset.
All right, thank you.
If you or somebody else has a different mindset, it's not our mindset.
Our next question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with MLive Media Group.
Hey, Jim, I just wanted to clarify on the quarterbacks. You said that they know who the starter is going to be, but you want them both to prepare like they're going to start. Could you change your mind, I suppose, then, between now and Thursday? Or is it I'm kind of confused at that answer.
Well, you're really talking fast there. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, you said that the quarterbacks know who the starter is going to be, but you said you want them both to prepare as if they're going to start. I mean, I guess could you change your mind between now and Utah, or is that firm on who you know it's going to be?
Yeah, we know who's going to start. We know who's going to go in, who's going to go in second, or who's going to go in next. I want them both to prepare like they're going to be the starter, and I don't know how to make it any more clear than that.
So at this point, fair to say that you're trying to keep Utah on their toes as well?
If that's another positive or byproduct of it, then yeah, we'll take that as well.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all the time we got, right? Because I have a meeting.
Yep, Coach. Thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.